All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time to do this again. Thank you all for joining me. This is Project Review Q Homesteading. And here to talk about some updates and some lessons learned and so forth. ForThePeople.space, thank you so much. Please keep grinding on ForThePeople.space. You'll get a nice understanding of where we are, what we are, and how we are. PRQ team, traveling, Will, please. Thank you so much. And BBO. I'm going to do my best to take as many calls for the next 5 hours, less an hour break. Just keep calling in, please, anything and everything. I'd like to focus on homesteading today, though. How about this update? Florida governor is promoting homesteading. A little bit of political niceties, but we have a governor who's promoting a federal homestead policy in that state. And we know who we need to give the attaboy to, and that's Manfred and gang. Way to go. So this boat slows. It's got a slow turn to it, but it's slowly turning. You're going to watch these borders collapse, as you can imagine. As well, I have some other emails I want to get to today that address a couple conversations that will complement what you're working on. And then happy to talk about Doji if you'd like. And as well, I hope you enjoyed last week, the sacred union between Mermaid and I. We cherish every conversation. It's unbelievable. Honor to be able to merge with another spirit here. And thank you for the brave people that called in to discuss their relationships as well. All right, let's get to it. Please call in at your convenience, and I'll take some calls. The one email I wanted to go over with you real quick here is pretty interesting. This will give some people some stimulation in this area. This is from Flagstaff, Arizona. Let's see. Good morning. Thank you for your inquiry. You will need to access the assessor's office website if you need additional information. You may also call them, phone number, press 0 to speak to someone. GIS is their own department, their phone number. Once you have either a legal description or owner's name, you can search our website or give us a call. Okay. This is an interesting email because you've got Arizona, in this case, the county of Coconino, Coconino, Arizona. The governor is the government there and the recording office are now running this person around. Let's see if I can find this person. Okay, I got it. Okay. The question was merely, I have a parcel number, here's my address, can you please educate me on how to obtain records? Your website is asking for information I do not know how to acquire. Also on the GIS map, the information block, GIS map, the information block states not county jurisdiction. Is this zoning jurisdiction or tax jurisdiction they are referring to? Can you please tell me what jurisdiction it is under, if not Coconino, Cocochino. I don't know how to pronounce it. Forgive me, everyone. So this is why I'm a big advocate of going into these facilities, because now you get to ask, okay, what is it you do here? You just tell me to email and call in and go to the website, but what? Well, how can you help me? So that's my great encouragement is when you do go in, you get a little better response because you have so many other people ahead of you who have processed these. Let's see if I can see if I have any calls yet. Oh, wrong media. Wrong computer too. All right. Let's talk to Christine from Nevada on line 2. Update on Clark County. Christine, are you there?
I am. Hello, hello.
Hi. How are you? Thank you so much for calling. I really love the tenacity.
You broke up.
Thank you for calling in. I really love your tenacity. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I just want to give you an update because I think your team was supposed to kind of work on Clark County. I was seeing if there was any updates on that, hopefully.
The gang has been running through that area multiple times. And I have not chatted with them as of today, but yes, you can assume there are some updates.
Okay, so I'll give you an update on my side because while I was waiting, pretty much, just to give the audience, right, so they know what's going on, I went in and tried to record an acknowledgement of deed. I was able to record the first time, but I jumped the gun before I got the steps to take. And then the second time I went in to record it with a proper legal language, they denied me. And so while I was waiting, I had done this. I had created a trust for a family friend or relatives and put it under trust and did it the proper way with the acknowledgement of deed with the proper legal language or description and was able to record it. So I figured, I was able to do it. So let me do it for me. So I went and I recorded my property, like quick claimed it to myself, but this time under a trust, and they recorded it. So the following week, because you record it under a trust, you have to re-record the homestead because it's under another title. So I went in and I did the homestead under the trust, except I tried to sneak in the declaration of forever benefits. So I did it, but they wouldn't allow me. They recorded the first page, the attachment, because their document has only two lines to give the legal description, which is not enough. So I put attach exhibit or example A, and I put the land description, and also put like the first paragraph saying that I am the successor of the land patent. However, they would not record all of the legal language, like the law, the case law, the like page 2, 3, and 4. They wouldn't record that. They said the same thing to me. They said, we can't, this is not something we normally record. We would have to go through the 48-hour process. And I already went through that, and they had denied me and told me to go to judicial review. So I just wanted to kind of update you. I am pushing a little bit further along, but, you know, I want to be able to go in there and just record the land patent without having to go through that, those flags. So this is where I'm at.
Okay. You know, great job. Okay, so you did get you are going to go through judicial review. Is that what you tell me?
No. No. That's when the first time that they had denied my recording, they had told me that I would have to take it to district court to get a judicial review because of NRS. They don't record the declaration of forever benefits. They said that it's not something they would record, and don't bring your document here again because we're not going to record it. So that's why on one of the calls I had updated you and you said that your team would be working on it. So I waited for like a few weeks, but then on my end, I didn't want to, I'm kind of like anxious. I want to get this going because I don't know if you remember, but I was actually going through the foreclosure process. So that's why it was the first time I had jumped the gun. So my lender was sending me modification stuff, and I've been trying to delay it by making payments, but they wanted me to sign the loan mod, which you had mentioned to me before. You said, why do you want to sign a modification and get into another loan? So I've been kind of delaying that process, and I was hoping to really push forward to get this land patent recorded, and everybody is able to do it, but I'm having such a challenge with Clark County that I just don't know what else to do. However, they did record. I did add the lingo in there on my quitclaim saying that I am the successor of land patent number, this number. I was able to record that verbiage, however, not the original,
You're good to go now.
Am I good to go?
You just now have to defend your filing now. So, the hate mail is fun, but it's just mail. So the only way you can be foreclosed on now would be in a federal court. And so they don't have jurisdiction there. So if you're going to play in their court, you're going to play by their rules. You're a federal homesteader. So anytime someone tries to kick you off your land, you say, you just ignore it in most cases. Most of the time, if it does make it to foreclosure court, your response is motion to dismiss. You're in the wrong court. This is a federal homestead. That's all you have to do to defend yourself.
I think what they do is they just kind of publicly auction your home, though.
Nope.
So
I did this for you many times. And you send you go and cite the sheriff as well. And you cite the district attorney and you tell them all, I have a federal land patent and you guys are going to jail if you try and sell a federally patented land. Now, okay. You're not going to use the words.
You're right.
I'm use the words I'm using right now, but they will not go against the case law that I published on the webpage there.
Okay.
You just
you.
Have
now,
to get
and another challenge.
How to speak to it.
Okay. Another challenge that I have in Clark County is when I posted my no trespassing sign, now the HOA is on my back saying I can't post it. So I am trying to go through the process of getting that approval to post the sign. Isn't it lovely? So I just kind of wanted to share what I'm. Oops, I think I lost you. Hello?
Okay, any other questions for me?
No, I don't have any other questions, but I would love, like, you know, for people who is actually kind of going through the part where they stop paying their taxes or stop paying their mortgages, and they do go through that process of having to go up against like law or sheriff or something like that. I would love to hear those stories.
Okay. I have a lot of them. maybe we'll just do a whole show on them and have people call in and how they defended themselves. We could do something like that. Thank you so much for your call. All right. That was, notice that as we get, stronger and stronger in our belief in ourselves, you know, not only are our politics changing, the outcomes of our desires are changing. When we first started chatting with this gal from Clark County, she was upside down on her mortgage. Things are going sideways, and now she's getting filings done. I think it's incredible. Dee Dee from Colorado on line 3, update as and has a question. Dee Dee, are you there?
I am. Morning.
Hey, Dee Dee. Good day to you.
Thank you. So I have looked all week for a place to post my public notice on a board. I've looked at the libraries, 2-3 post offices, the city building. And they won't allow it. They say, well, it has to be approved by the county something. And so I looked online a couple of places. They said you can post them on this website. And then I know we've talked. I tried to go back and find your earlier posting, but I know you talked about having to put it in the paper. Possibly, and there is one paper, but they're all connected to all the towns around in this county. So I could put it in there. And would I still have to find a place to post it? That's my first question.
Yeah, no. So public notice on your property. Put a public notice in a newspaper ad. Good to go.
Okay, and then so I just keep the receipt. I don't need a witness, or do I need a witness to say I put it in there?
Required to have 2 witnesses.
To see that I put it in the newspaper.
the public notice on your property, and it's nice to have your steps there. It has the notarization and everything that you need to fill out.
Yeah, I have that ready. Okay, great. And then thank you for that. The other question is, I was reading on Norlo's website. It says all land patents issued by the United States government must be authorized by Congress and signed by the president to be valid. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, so when we get after the 30 days, we go in and record this in our county, or do we send it somewhere to be signed by the president? Right?
No. You're mistaken. The homestead.
Oh, okay.
The original homestead. The original homesteader has a signature from the president. That's correct.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I misunderstood. Okay, so I just go ahead and file this in my county, correct?
Correct.
At the end.
That is correct.
Okay,
let
great.
Us know
good.
How you do.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. All right, it's our favorite topic coming up. Mary from California, Solano County update. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
Mary, are you there?
Hi, Q. How are you today? Can you hear me okay?
Beautiful. Sound good.
Oh, great.
Please. For us.
I feel like the lovely lady from Clark County and I are kind of in a parallel universe here with Solano County, and I'm, you know, doing my due diligence. I called the district attorney's office, like you said, and they have no control over Solano County, and I'm pretty persistent. I called Solano County Recorder's office back on Monday, and they were so angry. Like, how dare you defy me that you are even calling to, you know, find out more? You know, we gave you that letter. It's a public offense. And, you know, I wanted to speak to the assessor recorder, and of course they wouldn't let me do that. So, you know, I waited till later, and I called back and I spoke to a staff analyst. Her name was Frances, and she was, I don't know what that title is supposed to mean, if she's in charge of the whole staff or HR or whatever, but, you know, she listened, and she was very curious about our federal case law that I have in support of recording these documents. So, you know, I don't have anything to hide. She wondered if she could take a look at them. I told her what they were, and she said she'd get back to me. And I had found another phone number, and I wasn't sure if it was the actual recorder himself, and it was Mr. Glenn Zook, and I left a message. He called me back on Wednesday, and I talked to him about this entire situation, you know, his staff stonewalling me about doing this. It's just a recording, and that state law becomes void when conflicting with federal law. And, you know, I was helping him understand. I go, look, I'm not trying to be a jerk about this. I'm trying to educate your staff, and I'm trying to get a document, actually two documents recorded. And this one is first, and I explained what it was. And he was stumped. He was just like, well, I'll have to talk to my staff. Well, he never did that. And I said I'd like something in writing by Friday if this was not going to go through. I didn't hear anything. And when I called back on Friday, I ended up talking to the same woman, Frances. She just downright out refused to put anything in writing and said, I'm going to have to go to court to get something in court. They're refusing to cooperate in any way whatsoever, just to get the acknowledgement, you know, of acceptance and delivery recorded, let alone the forever benefit. And I said kindly, I go, look, I'm just not doing this for myself. I'm doing this for everyone in California, everybody nationwide that's trying to do this. They should be able to record their documents without a problem. And I do know, you know, there was another man, you know, in our group here, you know, Q, who was denied as well. And I was kind of rooting for him as well. So now I'm kind of like, now what? The Attorney General, that's like just a loop of voicemail options that are kind of about if you're law enforcement or you need a background check and fingerprints. And oh, by the way, if you have to file a complaint. So I left a voicemail. That's the only option I had. So, you know, I doubt very much if I'm going to get really a call back anytime soon on that. But I'm okay. Trying to remain positive.
All right. So I'll tell you what we'll do here is we're going to see how Troy does next. And
okay.
I think the best fit for our side of the game here is we're going to go work at the highest level in the state. But I was curious when you're talking to their legal department. Forgive me if I have the wrong statement there. They would not validate the case law or didn't understand it.
No, they wouldn't validate it at all. It's like, too bad. We go by state law. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty good news.
You know.
So that's pretty good news. So this is another opportunity to train ourselves. So I am not a citizen of the United States. I'm a citizen of California. Is that correct?
Pretty much.
Okay. So that's where we're headed now. Yeah. So California is a tough one, and I spent a lot of time there. Okay, thank you for the update. Let's see how well we do this week, and I'll keep pushing on my end and see if I can get you guys some updates.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Mary. Mary. Thank you, Mary. All right, Solano County. So you can see they know what they're doing as far as representation, and so they won't validate that we have federal laws that protect us. And it's sad. It's very sad that the U.S. Constitution is not valid in California. Sherry from Wisconsin on line 5, following up on a previous call. Sherry from Wisconsin. Cheese land. Sherry, hi. There.
Beautiful day, Q.
Beautiful day to you. Beautifulness to you.
Lots of snow here today.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I talked to you a couple weeks ago because I had found a property. And you said I should get with the owner and, you know, not go through a realtor and, you know, tell them about a homestead and offer a dollar. Well, I couldn't do that because going through this in my head, I had a family homestead where my family wouldn't let me purchase any of the land. So I agreed with that. And another property that I found now, nobody's living in it, but you can't even go look at it unless you prove you have $500,000. It's all about money.
Okay, so I assume this is a realtor who wants to know the proof of funds. Is that what's going on?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So who cares? All right, so... We don't care about that kind of stuff. So where are you at so far? You have not made a claim on land yet, or you have?
I have not. No, my family made me move in December, so I'm actually homeless right now.
So the family, you can't establish a homestead on your family's land?
Right, yes. They sold it to somebody else.
Okay. And... why, and was it, was your family name the original succession?
Yes.
So you can still homestead it?
I still could.
Of course you can.
I can. Okay.
And you would cloud the title and these people would never have ownership. Now, I didn't say you weren't getting a gunfight, but I'm saying you can still homestead it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fighting me on everything.
And you can cite the people for kicking you off in the paperwork I put on the webpage. Thank you for your call, Sherry.
Okay.
Outstanding call, Sherry. Okay, Leah from Florida on line two, breaking their title chain of title is what I think the rock term is. But Leah, are you there from Florida?
I sure am. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for taking my call. Manfred's here with me. We love you so much.
Hey, yeah. Hi, Q. Thank
you. Hey, what's going on? You guys been tickling the governor down there, huh?
Yeah. We are making strides.
Yeah, he's not too bad of a guy. He's got to play some politics, though.
Yeah, well, we're very excited about what's happening. But in my personal situation, I'm looking to complete my chain of title. And I have discovered in 1927, the property was lost for taxes. And it was not back in private ownership again until 1943. And the records department does not have any record of the property going to the state or coming back from the county to the new owner. So I'm just perplexed on where should I look for this.
Okay, so start me over again. So the house was, excuse me, the real property was lost to back taxes. Is that correct?
Yes, it wasn't a house at that time. It was an entire, just about a quarter of a section. And it was raw land. In 1927, they stopped paying taxes on it. It was lost for taxes. And it was not cleared or owned again until 1942.
Okay, and the taxes
were owed. So every year
to...
on the... it says state tax certificate. Every year comes up with state tax certificate.
Okay. And you have the original succession or homestead?
I only have a copy of it. Therein lies my issue. I evidently need to complete the chain of title for Ron Gibson so he can get my patent for me or grant for me. I have a copy, but not the original. BLM does not have it.
What is the reasoning for not having it?
I don't know why they don't have it. The entire southwest quarter of the northeast quarter is missing from the BLM records.
Of course. Did you call Kalama Harris?
I'm sorry?
Did you call Kalama Harris?
No, I did not.
It was a joke.
Oh, Kamala Harris. I didn't catch that, obviously. You're funny.
My name is Kalama. Kalama.
Gotcha.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and get your original certificate, and we can really do something there. And just go ahead and file as... So I really like when we play dumb. And don't have fear when you go and do this work. Just this is my federal rights as a U.S. citizen, and I'm not an employee of the state of wherever, is what I'm encouraging. And you kind of play dumb. Hey, just want to record my homestead. You don't have a big fanfare when you go in there. You just record it. That's all you have to do. This isn't about building a piano with the recording office. They don't speak our language. It's really okay. Just get all your ducks in a row. Do as the documents say on the webpage here. Shouldn't have a problem. I want to hear from you when you can't record. That's where I can be the most help.
Okay, terrific. Thank you. Oh, one more thing. So, Manfred would like to say something.
May I ask one question? We would like to communicate with you with your 16 sounds. How do we get involved in that?
They are built into us.
Okay. Is there any way that we can accelerate that process?
Yes. They're all already within you. It's just to rehearse and remember.
So we will get there eventually.
You don't have a choice in it. Not only is your knowledge growing so immensely, your natural state of being is growing too. And now you're starting to see it in your intrinsic life. Things that make sense are now some of that knowledge you're seeing out in the public eye now. We don't do things that don't make sense is one of those colors, one of those sounds. We don't have tolerance for things we don't prefer is one of those sounds. Does that make sense?
Well, I need to absorb this a little bit. But anyhow, I really appreciate your answer there. And I thank you for listening to us. And we love you and all the best and love from all of us.
My love to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was a great call. And if you do, if you go to... I think you could query pretty easily. Politics is kind of fun on the internet for a couple reasons. Because you're starting to see when we play the game a little bit with the bad guys, we look a little we look like we're playing the game with the bad guys, but they don't. They don't bug us too much if we stay in the cattle chute, and it's disappointing. So if you have to play a little bit, I don't see a problem. Just get your filings done, and you're good to go. And freedom is in your sights for sure. Let's see if we can get another call in here. Rob from Burlington, Canada, on line 3. Update on Ontario. Rob, thank you so much for calling in.
Q, thank you for taking my call. How are you doing?
Hey, outstanding. Thank you so much for keeping us updated. Ontario, easy place to work, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's they're giving me the runaround, but I made some progress yesterday, which was nice.
Cool.
So I think the last time we chatted, I had spoken with the person at the Ministry of Natural Resources, and she had sent me some stuff, the topographical map. They're trying to put everything online. And so I called her back. It left a message and said, okay, I have a few more questions because I was looking, okay, am I going to find land patents or try to do a grant? I wasn't too sure and I'm still learning. So anyways, nobody ever called me back. And then I emailed her, responded to her, and I don't know if she even works there any longer because she never replied. And I got an automated message saying it's going to take us 15 days to get back to you. They still never got back to me. I called them a couple times this week and their inbox is full. So it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go down there. And then I check their address and it's the same as the land registry offices that have been closed. So I was like, okay, I can't even find the people that work at the ministry. But so that's where we stand with that. I'm going to have to find the local area, but I was able to actually, go online and use it's called OnLand and it's an online system. And I used an old family property and I was able to go through it and find a parcel. I was with the gentleman and he was teaching me how to use it. And which is interesting because you can kind of look anywhere in Ontario, not just at your local municipality or county. So that was kind of cool. And I was able to find an old family property and I was only able to narrow it down into the parcel because I had to go through the historical records and everything. And I think there was like 350 pages and I had to find the 8 that pertained to this one parcel. So next I have to go through and I found the patent number for that parcel. So I have to, that's my next area to go into. So I know how to do it now, but I was wondering, I guess the question was for somebody who doesn't own property, am I better off to look at finding a patent and becoming a successor or looking at getting a land grant, like an original land grant for something that's unpatented already?
I like them both. It just, if it's really your fortitude, what you prefer. I will say there, let's change the tune. I'll answer your question here in a second. Okay. Notice this, there is a potential for Canada and America being one sovereign government.
Yeah.
May I ask you a question? What is people's opinion when they hear this type of information?
Right now it's split. You know, I try not to go on social media too much, but that's where, you know, a lot of us kind of see what's going on. And I have, you know, people are split about it because there's people that are so patriotic. They don't really know what's going on. They don't do their research, and they just see the mainstream news media. Like where I live in Burlington, I recently just found out they call it the sleepy city because not too many people here are awake, which is, you know, maybe why I landed here to kind of brighten it up. But I know a lot of people. Like I'm pumped. I think that would be amazing. You know, there's a lot of people who understand it. I have family and friends who go to Florida for 6 months of the year anyways. And so I think it's kind of split 50-50. Like some people, I think people are stuck in their egos thinking, you know, we're not going to be taken over by them and Trump, they've got Trump derangement syndrome or whatever you call it. But I think the other people are like, yeah, let's, like, nobody wants to wait for 3 hours at the border just to go, you know, just go down to Pennsylvania to the mountains for a camping weekend, you know? Are you still there?
All the best talk.
Oh, I lost you too.
Yeah, all the best hockey players end up in America anyway, don't they?
Yeah, well, the dollar's stronger, right? Yeah. Why get paid in maple syrup when you can get U.S. dollars?
Yeah, so I'm going to tip my hand. So we're the way showers, and as we do well, we're doing very well at initiating many of these homesteads and land patents. There is a perspective that everyone in North America will have a new homestead act reestablished.
Awesome.
And it's touchy because you can see the local governments have taken precedent. You know, when it's very disappointing to hear people in California are told that they don't have any federal rights. So obviously, mm-hmm. we have mercenaries in states. Ontario is no different. The local government there really needs that tax base, and they're not very good at running businesses. Well, that a lot of that's going to be taken out from underneath them because you shouldn't be able to tax land. Mm-hmm. So, when you ask me that question, homestead or grant, a grant needs to come from someone, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm on the fence on how you deal with grants, because now you're saying someone has higher authority than you. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm granting. No, you're in possession, and you're a human being is where I would favor. You can do it both ways, and you could defend it, I'm sure, just fine. But I don't want us to give away our power, is my suggestion. This is,
yeah, so make a claim and stick to it.
Yeah, I really favor that side of it if you're okay with that.
Yeah, no, I figured I would just run it by you. And like I said, I'm still learning the ropes a little bit, but and so I've actually kind of on my daily walks going door to door, I've been mentioning it to a few people. So I like the door-to-door idea, and I have a couple neighbors that I'm going to print off the packages that we've done and, you know, put a front page on it with BBS's show and a link to everything just so that they can get caught up. And I know that one gentleman, his dad was quite wealthy, and he left the kids. He's got a big island on Lake Superior, and they own the whole island, and it's like an estate and everything. And when he got the property, he was like, he was going to sell it right away because the lawyer kind of gave him the runaround joking. And he looked at the property taxes every year and he's like, I can't afford that. And his father said, and then the lawyer's like, I'm just kidding. He's like, your father made a trust for it. So it's already paid for like the next 50 years or whatever. But I mean, he's still having that money has to go to that so it could go to him. So, you know, I was kind of drafting up ideas of how, you know, allodial title companies and how you can make a business out of it. And I was thinking about how would that work? And I thought, well, some people have quite big property. So it was like, you know, without saying too much and just saying, you know, here's how to do it. If you're able to, you know, get your land patented, you know, maybe shoot me 50% of the savings on your first year to help push it forward so we can contact more people. Because rather than having an outright charging for it, you know, just kind of a, hey, you know, maybe pass on some of the savings and we'll pay it forward type thing.
Very good. Yeah. So this is where this all started for me, having access to a lot of information, and recognizing that the super rich took advantage of the rules and regulations of isolating us within territories, within a state, mm-hmm. within a municipality. So my favorite bad guy, of course, is Bill Gates. Talking with these people, I recognize that they know the game before they were born. And because they all came up in a legal background, legal education system, well, I learned that they created the legal system. So once you look at 500-year increments, you see these guys had already had this thing rigged. So the reason that Bill Gates and the gang can purchase 100,000 acres of land is because they know the title system is in their favor. So if we would just kept the original succession plans for Canada and America, they wouldn't have been able to buy all of this tremendous volumes of land. And so that's why these executive orders are going to come out, because as you can see, you can now create a monetary system where one guy can buy the whole planet. It's no problem.
Yeah.
So we're going to get the playing field now where you can't just own an entire country, and people do own an entire country on the planet. So I commend you for keep working at this. You're in a position to free Canada, and I can't wait to see how you
do. I'm doing my best. And what do you think it looks like in the future for us? Like you said, I totally agree with you. So I think that in the future, if we're going to stick with the 160 acres, no one person should own more than that. I mean, you know, if you have a family and they can own, but like corporations shouldn't be able to, or, you know, shell companies shouldn't be able to own it. So do you think it would just be like everybody can get 160 acres if they want that much?
Correct. So it's tough. I'm in a tough position knowing what the future holds for us, coming and going. The one thing I will explain over and over again, though, is common sense starts taking precedent here. Just the natural law starts taking precedent. So it seems very tough to believe that we won't have borders. Well, as soon as you stop these militias that are organized by crime syndicates, the borders are mute. You don't really need borders eventually, and that goes for you'll end up with about five different countries before too long, only because of common sense, though, not because of my predictions. We just start getting savvier, smarter. What's the point? I've never had more fun than dealing with Canadian Border Patrol.
Well, that's the funny thing because my
favorite experiences in my whole life, to watch the Keystone Cops pretend like they're in charge of something.
Yeah.
Love it.
Or you ask why when I came back to Canada from Pennsylvania, I'd gone on my motorcycle trip and they charged me to get back in. And my brother's like, why are you charging us to get back in our country? And the guy said, well, it's a private bridge. It's to pay for that. And we're like, oh, okay. So here's your $12.
Yeah. One of my favorite things, I have to get onto the Australia stuff here today, too. I deposited for somebody a bunch of silver in a depository in Brisbane, Australia. And they wanted to charge me to deposit the silver. Okay. So the metals. Okay, and I go, all right, now, you're not just talking to anybody here. Are you sure you want to do this? They did not charge me to deposit silver. So anyway, a lot of the common sense things, the light comes in and says, I just don't tolerate garbage anymore. And that you're showing us all day long. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'll let you get on to somebody else.
Thank you for the call. All right. I think I'm going to look at, let's see. The one item I wanted to address today on BBS Radio webpage, the banner for PRQ Homesteading. If you click here on the first PDF is Steps to Take for Your Homestead Act for America. The next one is for Australia. And so it's up there for you to look at. So what my suggestion is for the Australians, go ahead and read through it and then find your case law for examples. And so you're just going to mimic the American version and or the first steps. But the most important part is to get the original homestead for whatever property you have there and succession. And with that, the other item I wanted to talk about today was doji, and I'll show you how this works. And when you have a conscious computing system, so obviously you can't audit all of these businesses your first 2 weeks in office in the United States. So in order to create redundancy, you can call them dead man switches if you want, we duplicated conscious computing so that it's spread out and so not one person can audit and sort information. And it's taken years and years of trust to recognize that you can actually see absolutely everyone's consciousness on this planet and many, many other places. And that was your great gift given to you, Russia, other places, as we recited on For the People dot space. So when you look at how detailed you can be, you can extrapolate data so many different ways. It was a tremendous debate for 50 years plus. How are the people going to react to being mind controlled for 50 years? Let's say, how are people going to react to being poisoned, genetically engineered out of the womb with inoculations? Where do we start? All the wars are constructed. What would the American people stomach, let alone the world? And the one common theme is you don't like it when people take your money and rip you off. And so that this is just the beginning of you seeing how this information can be subtly brought into your reality and we can use it constructively. I don't know any other way either. I have my own opinions, but the money really gets us hot because we work hard every day and our means of exchange is confusing and been manipulated. So that this is where they're starting. I'm very proud to be aware of the successes that we're seeing now. And this is a really good opportunity for us. Hopefully I'm back on again. So never forget that this is just the beginning. This is where the work really starts now. This is where we really, really get to find our light and help each other. And I encourage you all to notice the redundancy and great care that's taken observing massive volumes of information so that you can digest it and we do our best not to create civil unrest. With that, I'm going to take a little bit of a break before I go into timelines. Stop a little bit early here. I hope I was some help today. Australia, I hope you got something out of that. Mimic us. Let's see how you do. I know my lawyer friend in Brisbane, you can eat that up. You probably already have a copy anyway. And my great love to you. Mermaid sends her love as well. And we'll see you in the next hour. My love to you, BBS. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.